This week on Keeping It Real, Kel Marston discusses the longest day of the year, his wedding anniversary.
My wedding anniversary coincides with the summer solstice, which was 1 week ago today. For 22 years, I've told the same joke, that my wedding day was the longest day of the year. And every year, that joke is greeted with eye rolls by my wife. I say the same thing, and she reacts the same way. 22 years in a row, we've come to count on each other playing our role year after year. It's what we do. After 22 years of marriage, I suppose I could step up and offer advice to anyone who cares to listen about how to make a marriage work. But to tell you the truth, I'm not really sure that I figured it out. In fact, I think one of the things that makes my marriage work is that I admit that I don't think I have it figured out, that each day I'm working on it. And therein may be my secret. I'm not coasting. I'm not making any assumptions. I can't turn away from my marriage and let it run on autopilot because I'm not sure it'll be there when I turn back. And I quite like my wife, and I'm eager for us to stay together. So, every day, I try to treat it like it needs work. And it seems to have worked so far. Now, many years ago, I asked my mother how she and my father managed to stay married. This marks their 52nd year. Without so much as a pause, she said, "I decided early on that I would only love him every other day." And I laughed out loud when I heard it. She didn't laugh. She didn't even flinch. And I decided not to ask her what she meant or why she had decided this. Maybe it's best to not know. And I think there's some irony and humor to a Fidelity financial study that says upon retirement, 60% of men want to spend more time with their wives, while only 43% of women want to spend more time with their husbands. I'm sure for many of those men, it's a shock to learn that what they've worked so hard for, to spend more time with their wives, isn't in the cards for them. And I can imagine their pained and confused expressions when they say to themselves, "Isn't this what I've been working for? Doesn't she want this too?" Apparently not. Sorry, buddy. Time to reevaluate how you're going to spend your time every day until you die. But back to my own marriage. According to the experts, the next significant hurdle for my wife and me is when our kids leave home and we become empty nesters. That's supposed to stress a marriage and will present new challenges for us as a couple. We'll look at each other. And we'll both say something like, "I recognize you from long ago and more recently as the person who's been helping me with all these kids. I remember how much I used to like you. But remind me, who are you again?" And her answer to this question from me and my answer to this question from her will determine how many more longest days of the year we'll spend together. And I'm hoping for quite a few more. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.